No matter how dark the night or bitter the winds that blow, one touch of the Master's gentle hand and I am ready to go. I'll go anywhere with Him, through tempest or sinking sand.
To be with you once again here at the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, and it's good to see each and every one of you. Glad to see Melina with us back so quick. Glad to see the little baby, and good to see y'all. And I want to turn to a text here found in the book of John, chapter 20. And what I'd like to speak to you about this morning is the Lord's Day. What do you think of when I say the Lord's Day? Well, me, I think of Sunday. That's the Lord's Day. I think of the first day of the week. If you look at your calendar, the first day of every week is Sunday. And we meet out together to worship the Lord on the Lord's Day, which is Sunday. But yet, if you go over to Genesis and you read how God created the heaven and the earth, and he did it in 6 days. But if you go to chapter 2 of Genesis, it begins with saying on the seventh day, God rested. Did God need rest? No, he did it to add a day for us to rest. That is also the Sabbath. The Sabbath is on Saturday. And you might say, well, in the Ten Commandments, the fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Are we in violation of the Ten Commandments by meeting on the Lord's Day? No, we're not, because we meet on the Lord's Day for a specific reason. And that's what I want to go through in the scriptures here to show us why we meet on the Lord's Day and not on the Sabbath, which is Saturday. Well, so us old Baptists will meet a lot of times on Saturday, the Sabbath too. So it doesn't matter to us. But that's an interesting thing, the way God wrote that particular commandment. He said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. He didn't say worship the Lord on the Sabbath, but they did, of course, under the law service and under the previous service. Why did they do that? Because that's the way the Lord intended for them to do it. And under the law service, they did worship on the Saturday Sabbath. But we meet together on the Lord's Day, which is the first day of the week, which is the day that we set aside to worship the Lord. In chapter 20, verse 1, well, what we want to do, we want to look at why do we meet on the Lord today? Well, we meet on the Lord's Day. You know, now once a year we have Easter. And it's good that we have Easter once a year. It's around the time of the Jewish Passover. Now the Jewish Passover was to celebrate the time in Egypt when the children of God were protected from losing the firstborn of their family. When God instructed the Israelites in Egypt to take a hyssop and take a blood from a lamb and to apply the blood over the doorpost and down the lintels of the door. And that night, all the firstborn of every family that did not have the blood applied to the doorpost died. What was that? That was all a type and a shadow of Jesus shedding his blood on Calvary's cross. And when we have the blood of Jesus applied to our lives, when we meet God in the general judgment, he'll pass us over in spite of our sins. That's right. Our sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus. So that's why they have the Passover. And so we have Easter once a year, but realistically, we meet on the first day of the week. Why? Because Jesus rose from the grave on the first day of the week. Right. We'll find here in chapter 20 of the book of John, and what I want to do, I want to go over several scriptures that'll show us why it is that we worship on the first day of the week and not on Saturday, the Sabbath. It says in chapter 20, verse 1, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Now Mary was waiting to go to the grave of Jesus to anoint his body. Now she could not go on the Sabbath. She had to wait till the Sabbath was over in order to go and anoint the body. She couldn't do it on the Sabbath. So she had to wait. But as soon as the Sabbath was passed, very early in the morning, Mary went to the grave of Jesus to anoint his body. And when she got to the grave, she found the stone had been rolled away. Not only that, she found that the body of Jesus was not in the grave. She even went back and said someone had stolen his body and taken it away. And she asked the gardener that, as she thought was the gardener, where have they taken his body? It was Jesus she was actually talking to, but she wondered, where is the body of Jesus? Jesus was resurrected on the first day of the week on a Sunday, and that's why we worship on Sunday, to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Now we want to take a look at several things the scriptures tell us about that first day of the week, which is enough evidence for me as to why we worship on Sunday. We'll find in the book of Mark, beginning at verse 9 in chapter 16, it says this, "Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week," that's one reason why we worship the Lord on the first day of the week, on Sunday, on the Lord's Day. It's because Jesus arose from the grave on the first day of the week. "Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils." Now Mary, as far as what the scriptures tell us, was the first person Mary was the first person that Jesus appeared to after he arose from that grave. The first human being to lay eyes upon the resurrected body of Jesus was Mary Magdalene. She had gone there to anoint his body, and he appeared unto her. It says, "First to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept." So Jesus appeared to Mary on the first day of the week. Now we want to see another occasion. Jesus also, on that first day that he was out of the grave, he appeared unto two men who were walking along the road on the way to Emmaus. And when he was walking, he saw them walking along. Eventually he joined up with them, and he spoke to them and met them as they were walking along on the road to Emmaus. It says in chapter 24 of the book of Luke, it says, beginning there at verse 13, it says, "And behold, two of them went that same day." What same day? The same day that Jesus rose from the grave, the Lord's Day, Sunday, the day that he came forth from that grave. "Behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they walked together, they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them." Now if you read the story here of how Jesus talked to these two men and went home with them and supped with them, and it was a while before they even knew who it was that was wisdom that was with them. It was the resurrected body of Jesus Christ, and he met them on that first day of the week. Now we'll see some more that he met on that first day, and that was, of course, his disciples on the first day of the week, the Lord's Day. On a Sunday, Jesus met with his disciples. We'll find that in the book of John, chapter chapter 20, and it says, beginning at verse 19, then the same day at evening, that's the same day, that's the first day of the week, that's the Lord's day, that's on a Sunday, and then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. Now I want to point out one thing here about this meeting with the disciples. The disciples had already been told by Mary and the other women that went to the grave that Jesus had appeared unto her and had been and reported that he was resurrected from the grave. But when these women told the disciples that, they did not believe it. But yet here, when Jesus actually appeared to them, showed them the scar, the nail prints of his hand and the spear mark in his side, then they were glad and saw and believed finally in the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. But that occurred on the first day of the week, on a Sunday, on the Lord's Day. Now, we want to go over to the book of Acts, and we'll find the great apostle Paul preaching here in a place called Troas, and it was the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, a Sunday, that Paul preached here at Troas. Let's read about it, found in the book of Acts chapter 20, and in the beginning there, verse 6. We sailed away from Philippi. They've been at Philippi, and the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode there for 7 days. And then it says in verse 7, and upon the first day of the week, on a Sunday, on the Lord's Day, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Now you're talking about a long sermon. You're talking about a long-winded preacher. Paul preached, and he preached all day until midnight. And if you go on down and read this, we won't read it, but you'll find there was a man up in the third loft who was listening to that preaching, and Paul preached him to sleep, and he fell asleep, and he fell down from there. And when he hit the deck at the bottom, they thought he was dead. And then Paul went over there and revived him. It just knocked the breath out of him, and Paul revived him, and he actually wasn't dead, but he fell asleep in Paul's preaching and fell from the third loft up in the where he was at. So what I wanted you to see was Paul preaching at Troas on Sunday, on the first day of the week, on the Lord's Day. We'll find some other instances that happened on the first day of the week. It's found in the book of 1 Corinthians, and it's something that the Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to the church at Corinth, and he was giving them some instructions about giving to the church. And he had already given these instructions to the church at Galatia, but now he was referring it and giving it to the church at Corinth. It's found in the 16th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, where it says, beginning at verse 1, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. In other words, I'm giving you these instructions. I've already given them to the churches at Galatia. Now I come to give them to you. What is the instruction? Upon the first day of the week, that Sunday, that's the Lord's day, that's the day that they were instructed to take up collections for the church. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. Yes, it was the first day of the week that they met, and the apostle gave them instructions about their giving there on the very first day of the week. Now we want to turn over in closing out this morning one other scripture that'll tell us some things that happen on the first day of the week here in the book of Revelations, chapter 1. We'll find that John received some revelation concerning the churches on the very first day of the week. What is the first day? The first day is Sunday. Look at your calendar. You'll see it always starts on the first day, which is Sunday. It says here in the book of Revelation, beginning there at verse 9, it says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle which is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Now what's the Lord's day? The Lord's day is on Sunday. The Lord's day is the first day of the week. The Lord's day is the day that the Lord came forth and rose from the grave. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet saying, this is the words that Jesus was revealing and showing to John. He says, I am Alpha, I am Omega, I am the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the churches which are in Asia. He told them, I'm going to tell you some things, write them down, put them in a book, send them to the churches of Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. You see, the first day of the week was established in the scriptures as the day under the New Testament that we gather together to worship the Lord. And that's why we're here this morning. The first day of the week, the Lord's day, Sunday, we're here to worship and praise and honor Him for the things that He's done for us in His life to redeem us back to God. Yes, the first day of the week, the Lord's day, Sunday. That's why we're here. I thank you for your attention. Now pray for Brother Martin as he comes to preach to you.